Good morning. Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. That's Friday. It is Friday. It is August the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Friends, thanks for waking up with me and each other every day. We're waking up to meet with Jesus, and then we're going to follow him out into the fields of our day. Things are going to happen today because of this meeting that wouldn't have happened apart from it. That's why I want you to invite new friends to join us this fall as we dive into Romans. You don't need the book. I'm doing this because I want you to be able to, you know, the gift precedes the giver and paves the way for the Lord. That's something somewhere in the Bible, something like that, it says. I want to put two books in your hands. You might even give both of them away. But I'm going to give you one of them. You're going to buy one. I'm going to give you the other one. B-O-S-O. Look at the links. Use the code. There's two coming your way. And we're going to run out of these, so dive in on this, okay? We got plenty of time to ship it to you. You're going to be praying in the meantime. Who is it, Lord? Who is it that you want to invite to join the wake-up call through me, that you want to invite to a morning meeting with the Lord of the church? That's what we're doing. And I just want more people with us. There's always room for a new friend. All right, here we go. The consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled, Why Prayer Doesn't Work and Who Does. Our text, Genesis chapter 1 again. We're going a step further, verses 6 through 8. Who knew there was so much about prayer in the very opening chapter of the Bible? Hear now the word of the Lord. And God said, let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water. So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it. And it was so. God called the vault sky. And there was evening and there was morning, the second day. The word of the Lord. Now, consider this. We see an interesting development in today's text. Yesterday we saw this, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. That's Genesis 1:3. Note the causality. God said, and there was. Note how today's text unfolds, and God said, let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water. So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it. Did you catch the difference? And God said, so God made. God followed his speaking with making. Sometimes prayer looks like creative speech. Other times prayer looks like creative speech followed by creative action. Imagine a long neglected room in your home, a place you stuff everything you have no place for or otherwise don't know what to do with. The room has no windows, and the lights no longer work. And did I mention the room is so full you can't walk inside? Now, imagine one day, by force of habit, you go to the room to try and stuff in one more box of junk. You flip the light switch, and miracle of miracles, the room lights up. For all the glory of a working light, it only serves to expose the depths of the chaos. Formless, empty, no longer dark, but deeper than you imagined. So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it. And it was so. God called the vault sky. Light reveals the shape of the chaos. Now God speaks formation to that which was formless. He takes some of the water from the depths and places it in the heights. And in between, he creates space, atmosphere, if you will. It's the same with our now lit chaotic room. Miracle must lead to making, which requires moving, which leads to more miracles. Like finding your long-lost engagement ring and the file containing your kids' birth certificates. Only now you discover you are pregnant again. A word of prophecy for some of you out there. And this room you had formerly written off as formless chaos begins to take on all sorts of new possibilities in your mind's eye. Let's call it blue sky. Sometimes God moves mountains in an unmistakably sovereign way. More often, he moves us by the strength of his Spirit to move all the old furniture out of the chaotic storage room. Sometimes a word will get it done. Other times, to that word, we must add rolling up our sleeves. It's all God, though, and all good. This is how prayer, also known as creative speech, works. Okay, prayer doesn't work. This is how God works, which is what prayer is. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are right here, right now. I am overwhelmed by the chaos around me. Yet I suspect my feelings of being overwhelmed have more to do with the chaos within me. Reveal to me the creative words you are speaking over me, and give me the grace to echo them out loud. Sort the junk drawers and closets in my soul. Then I might see clearly to help others with theirs. Right here, Jesus. Right now, Jesus. Amen. I got a few journal prompts for us. Where does your mind run in response to today's text? Do you see more problems or more possibilities? Number two, are you beginning to see how prayer is far more than prayers, that it is a new and powerful way of life and being in the world? And number three, about that room we talked about, what and where is that in your life? What is God speaking over and around that place? You know, as I was working through this one today, I remembered a few years ago, this very scene that I described. There was a room in my parsonage here in Gillette that was a little antechamber. It was between the laundry room over here and the kitchen over here. It was small. It was almost big closet like. And I just had no idea what to do with it. What do you do with the room between the laundry room and the kitchen? And you know what I did with it? I put all my junk in there. I had boxes that didn't want to go anywhere else. I had stacks of things that I probably needed to go through. And when you have a stack of things that you need to go through, it's just a magnet for more things that you need to go through. And this is what this room had become. And, you know, I had to walk through it all the time because, you know, you got the kitchen, the junk room, the laundry room, and the back door. So I had to go through the junk room to get out the back door and then to get back through the house. And this persisted. It just kind of started happening at right after I moved here. And I mean, there's never a good time to sort all that out. But one day, I believe the Lord gave me the idea. He said, I want you to go bring a candle into this room. And I want you to say, because what I had there was formless, empty, dark, and deep. It was a mess, growing by the week. He said, I want you to light a candle. I want you to say, let there be light. Let there be light. And light that candle. And then say, let there be order coming out of this chaos. And do you know what that room became in a very short order of time? It became my prayer room. That room that I began with in prayer, finally, after all the discarding of things, it became my prayer room. And it is to that this very day. And the prayer room, I call it the antechamber, the chamber in between the world outside and the world inside. That chamber, that's what the kingdom of God is on earth as it is in heaven. That's where it gets worked out, the antechamber of the kingdom of God. And I'm there now every single morning, oftentimes other times throughout the day. That candle is still burning. Not the same one. I have to replace it. I get the 10-day candles. I need to show you a picture of this sometime. It's changed me. Now, I'm not going to lie. I still have a little corner that is got a little pile. It still attracts things. And I still, this is what prayer is, though. It's going into those piles and stacks and corners of chaos and beginning to speak. Let there be order. Let there be creative something coming out of the chaotic mess. Let there be healing. Let there be joy rising up in the depression of my soul. Let there be peace in the anxiety that continues to distract me. Let there be new relationships in the midst of loneliness. And this is how I pray for other people. So I pray for myself. Let there be. And I let Jesus fill in that blank. I'm journaling it a lot of times. It's an experiment. It's underway. It's not perfect. It's working. I'm learning. Commend it to you. Prayer room. Think about it. All right. It's time to sing. Dad's here. We're going to finish the series today. Next week, got some new guests coming, Lowe and Matt LeRoy. And yeah, good things ahead. Thank you for joining me this week. Looking forward to Romans. All right, everybody, we're coming down to the last day of our mini-series on prayer. And we've had some good songs and some good reflections. Dad has taught us a lot this week. I'm thinking about retiring and letting him take over the wake-up call.
The first thing he'll do, get somebody else.
But it's we're learning a lot. And today, we're going to sing, I didn't look up the number. We're going to sing a classic hymn. It's a great hymn to sing as we end this series. It's called Great Is Thy Faithfulness. Mm-hmm. It's number 44. Number 44. You know, that's something when we pray and when God moves, one thing we don't sing is great were our prayers. We sing great is our God.
Yep.
How great is our God. Because the power, friends, much as we want to talk about prayer and people say the power of prayer and prayer is powerful. No, prayer's not powerful. God is powerful. Prayer is just the communion that we have with God.
Yeah, we're meeting with Him.
That a meeting with Him. That's what we're doing out here every morning on the wake up call. We're just meeting with Jesus. You find it, number 44? Great is thy faithfulness. We're going to sing all three verses.
Yes, here it is.
This is a celebration of prayer. Let's call it a celebration of God's faithfulness to our prayer.
Great is thy faithfulness.
You ready?
Yeah.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions none fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto thee. Summer and winter and springtime as thou is, thy tune and sails in their is above. Join with all nature in manifoldness. To thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Last verse.
Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine only presence of cheer and to guide. Strength for today and find hope for tomorrow. Blessings aligned with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto thee.
That mighty good one.
You know, we lost our way there in the first verse. But you know what? Even when we lose our faith,
God goes right on.
He keeps right on going. The song keeps going.
He fills on. Not only does he know the words, but he wrote them.
He wrote the words. Golly, we have a good God. All my life, you have been faithful.
Amen to that.
All my life, you have been so, so good. And with every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I'm going to put a link to that song in the email today, and maybe we can get it in the show notes of the podcast. But you can just go online and Google Goodness of God song, YouTube, whatever, and you'll find it. I want you to listen to that song today. I would call Goodness of God one of the best hymns of our time. And
And everybody can understand it.
And it was, it's the modern day version of Great is Thy Faithfulness is what it is. Mm-hmm. But it's so powerful. Well, guys, we got to let you hit the field. It's been a great week together. We're going to have a Holy Spirit story tomorrow with our friend Dan Wilt.
Hey, boy, be good.
Next week, you've got, I believe we're having Lo Alleman in. And Lo is a great.
He's a great guy.
He is. He's a poet. And then we're going to have Matt Leroy, who is just another, he's a prince of a man.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be leading us in a week series. Lo's going to be leading us in a week series. And then we're coming back with Romans, the marathon. So guys, just, you know, start lacing up your shoes.
Amen.
I'd love for you to grab a copy of the Romans book. The links are in here. You can see the banner up at the top.
Have you got one here?
I got one right here. Romans.
You got,
I'm going to give you one, Dad.
Yeah, I want one.
I'm not even going to make you pay. Okay. So you'll hear more about that. We got goodness ahead of us. Not going to be easy. Didn't say we're going to have easiness, but we're going to have goodness. And when it's hard and it's good, you'll make it. Right?
You're exactly right. But you know what? It wasn't easy when the Lord planted that first crop of beans either. He didn't know if it was going to come up,
right.
But he kept praying. And he found out he needed a rain, so he prayed for rain.
Prayed for rain.
And, brother, they came up flying.
That's good.
Cut 60 bushels to the acre.
60.
Praise
That's one
the
of the
Lord.
Ways Dad used to pray. He'd put his hand out the window, and he'd just say, 60. He'd say 60, and, of course, we'd be happy to make 40. He was saying 60. Now they want to make 80.
I had to get it up there pretty strong.
Our old friend Martin Henry, do you know Martin Henry a couple years ago cut 100 bushel
I tell you what,
soybeans.
I believe it. He is one heck of a farmer.
Martin Henry's a great farmer.
He is a good guy, too.
He's good.
Yeah, you stick close to him.
It's good.
You know, call him.
I'm going to call Martin today. All right, gang, for The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
We'll see you on
the field.
Amen. We'll see you on the field. Hey, Sower Nation. J.D. Walt here with a quick good news briefing for you. So, you know, we've been talking about Lou Ann Riley. She's been on the wake-up call. She's done her Bible study, her first Bible study with CBED on the book of James is called Growing Up. Well, one thing that I've not talked about is that I have a book on James coming out. It's actually releasing like right now. It's coming through Zondervan and the Daily Seeds collection. Very excited about it. We're actually going to be doing that study in January on the wake-up call. So, you know, if you want to get the book, you can get it later. We got time. We're going to be doing it on the wake-up call in January of 2027. So heads up there. Really, the thing we're focusing on is the Lou Ann Riley James study and trying to get that landed in as many places, as many groups, as many churches as we can because it's fantastic. And we're doing that sale 50% off on 4 copies or more for a group. That's how much we're getting behind this and her work and the calling and anointing on her life. Now, here's the second piece. Lou Ann and I are going to be doing a webinar together. This is coming through HarperCollins Zondervan. I did one of these with Sandra Richter several weeks ago on my Exodus book. And so, yeah, Lou Ann and I are doing a seminar, a webinar. Everybody's welcome. No charge, nothing. It's free. You just need to register. It's going to be on August the 20th. That's a Thursday. It's going to be 3:00 Central Time. It'll go an hour, maybe two. Who knows? We'll see what's there. But we're going to be talking together about James, and we have both released works on James. So we'll be talking about trials and joy and taming the tongue and proving our faith through action and all of it. It's going to be a lot of fun. So there's a link in the PS today. Please dive in there, register, then they'll send you all the links to get into the webinar on August 20th. Okay, hey, thanks for checking it out. We'll look forward to seeing you there. In the meantime, we'll see you on the field.